Blog Talk Radio. I'm live on the air today. Today is one of those rare days, I guess we are live. And weather is okay, not great. It's very cool. No. It is June, the end of June, going into July. What is it like down there in Nashville, my darling Cynthia?
Well, I'm live-ish also. We're going to have a lot of ISH words today-ish. It's actually pretty here, but this is a thunderstorm season here. The weather here is very unstable. It'll get supersonically hot, and then all of a sudden the temperature will drop. And, of course, you know, we're in the tornado, mini capital of the world here. So, yeah, it can get exciting this time of the year.
Well, all I can tell you is that I don't mind it being cool, but when it's cool and humid, it doesn't work for me. And it's been like that. But, you know, over the weekend, I felt so bad. Joe Dorso, he was the promoter of this little mini fest, like a Woodstock, right? And the rain went with it too, you know, because Woodstock.
Oh no!
It rained and rained, and he had some amazing guests from John Sebastian to Garland Jeffries to Willie Nile, and so I made towards the end on Sunday to go see it, and it was a great thing for us. It was called the Rockland Bergen Music Festival, but I hope he does it again. He had a lot of support from a lot of people, and
Did people show up? Usually people show up for that stuff anyway. Yeah,
I wasn't there for the early part, but a lot of people were so thrilled to see John Sebastian, and I know Charm Chape, and I was reading the list. There was a bunch of people, and Garland Jeffrey sounded great. And James Maddock, and it was a whole bunch. And then this was that type of thing. And then of course it's this weekend, and already we're almost into July 4th, which I can't.
God, it's like
then
the
I'm
summer's
off to
flying
Liverpool.
By. You are. And speaking of Liverpool and speaking of England, we are scheduled to have a guest today, John Mills from Shindig Magazine. He's probably having a hard time Skyping in. So if he does come on, we'll jump over to him. But if anybody's tuning in to listen to him, you might have to give us a minute or two because he hasn't shown up yet like most of the men in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Please. Oh, so. God. I want to give a shout-out to my friend Bob Wolper. It was his birthday yesterday, and I forgot, and so I apologize. Happy birthday, Bob! There's been all different things, and I'm just sort of semi-tired now from all of this. And this weekend, I can't believe it is July 4th. I mean, there's so many things to do, and
the 4th of July is actually on a Saturday too, which that's going to make it even bigger this year because people can actually celebrate and sleep the next morning for the most part.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And I actually have several places to go, whatever I want to do. So,
you biatch. Where are you going to go? Give me a hint. Drop me a hint.
You know, my friend Don, he does Felix the Cat. He has all the rights to Felix the Cat. His father used to draw Felix the Cat. He has a little shindig out at his house, and he invited me in. Also, my friend, Ron Blatt, him and Helen are having a little shindig, and they want me to come over there after. And I'm just sort of going, gee, I didn't realize I was that popular. Hello.
Well, see, now in New York, are fireworks legal? Do they let you buy them from the tents?
No.
See, down here in the South, oh, my Lord, that you can't even go 100 yards, and there's a tent selling fireworks here. It's out of control. Like, I'm not kidding. It looks like a tent city, no matter what main road you go down. Yeah. And people, they buy these. And I'm not talking little cherry bombs or little sparklers. I'm talking some major fireworks that you can see up into the sky. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
You know, hey, talking about that, how about the fact that we finally caught our men up in the escape pod?
Oh, yeah. Now, one's dead, right? They killed one.
One's dead. The other one's in critical condition because one, I guess, state trooper or whatever, saw him and told him to stop, and he started to run, and he shot him. And he was an instructor, so he had good aim. Let's put it that way. But
it really bodes the question, May, how these prisoners who were serving time for really horrible crimes had all kinds of freedom in that prison. That's interesting to me.
Well, I find it always fascinating when women want to date prisoners and get married to them.
Please.
I don't get that. We're not talking petty larceny here. We're talking about horrible, horrible murder. And the guy who did get killed, his half-brother, or I think it was his half-brother, he was like, that's okay, he's dead, oh good, because he would have killed me. You know?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I mean, people assume that prisoners' families are also criminals, and that is really not necessarily the case. So they're just as afraid of them on the loose as anybody else.
Yep. Because they said that guy had threatened him as well, you know, some family, right? And when you think of that, I don't understand how these women, they say, like the one that wanted to marry Charles Manson.
Yeah. Well, look at the acolytes he got to commit multiple murders for him, though. So it's like, you know, there's actually a TV show on about women who marry men and then go and live near the prison so that they can go and visit them. We'll never ever actually be with them because these guys are doing life sentences without possibility of parole. I guess,
but they do have visits. Have visits.
Oy. Well, are they all conjugal?
Yeah. The other thing that I loved it. What was it? Someone was telling me when these two prisoners left, when they sort of disappeared, that one of the spokespeople from the prison said, "How do you know?" Whatever the description was, one of them said that one of them was well endowed. I said, "What? When did that happen? What is that? I didn't hear that." And it's true. Apparently, several people told me. They said, yeah, he was saying that he was well endowed. I said, who cares?
Oh, my gosh. So that's going to be his legacy. Yeah. Oy.
But he's the one that's alive, so it might be still.
Oh, well, maybe there'll be pictures. You know, I mean, there'll be some nurse at the hospital, of course, you know, that'll be, oh, I'm in love with him. You didn't look under the blanket.
I don't understand. And then that woman that supposedly, you know, Joyce Mitchell was love. I was like thinking, I don't get this. And the husband can't believe it, and still, you know, and still, I don't know, he still supports her on that level.
Well, I guess he says that he doesn't believe that she ever really was involved with plotting to kill him, but I don't know why he would believe anything he said of the woman he was married to, who carried on an affair with both of them, not just one, both.
Really?
So, oh yeah, they said that first it was one of them and then it was the other one. So these guys tagged her as a patsy from the get-go. Yeah. And they played her.
Oh my God. Well,
I'd like to say like a fine violin, but I don't know, maybe it was more like a banjo. I don't know. I just
And look at our world right now. We're in such, I'm happy for this whole weekend. We had a lot of things change with the Supreme Court and the constitution of gay marriages and things. I thought that was great that they recognize all of this. They upheld that.
Yep.
I thought that was a fabulous.
Well, I'm glad that the decision was finally made. Now let's move on with things and let's, you know, the decision was made. Stop arguing about it. It's over. The decision was made. Equality should equal equality, period. Period.
Exactly. I agree.
You know.
And that's
what
it is.
Just so you know, our agent, Gary Raychak, just messaged me that John Mills will be calling in about 15 minutes. So he's running a little bit late. So he'll be on the show later on. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Well, you know what? At least he kept us informed. So we're going to give him props for that. And then we'll spank him a little. And then we'll give him props for keeping us informed.
Well, yes, and I'm glad we definitely thank you, Gary. We're having in a few weeks Jack Douglas, record producer Jack Douglas, and on July 6th, hopefully we'll be also having Vinnie Pastore. As most of you know, his nickname is the Big Pussy from Sopranos. And he's going to talk about his play I just saw him in, which A Queen for a Day. It was really good.
Was,
a little dark
was he, did he play the queen? Was he the queen in it? Is he the title?
No.
Not quite. That would be so hilarious. I don't know if I could handle that. Well, I love Vinny because, you know, I knew him back in the Sylvia Fay days. You and I both going way back when we were in New York working. And he's a great guy, and he'll be a great – that's supposed to be July 6th, and Jack Douglas is going to be at the end of the month, July 27th. So.
And in between, I am off to Liverpool.
You are. Cheerio. Cheerio. My maybe.
That's more southern. I'm actually going north this time, and I'm going to Liverpool because it's Frida Kelly's birthday, and so she's throwing a little bash, and I'm going over. So I'm
now, is it indelicate to ask how old Frida will be?
It's a milestone.
Enough said.
I mean, it's a milestone, and she's, you know, I mean, you got to think, it's a milestone. So if she was a young girl and Ringo's turning 75, she's a little younger.
Okay,
so
we can take it from there, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she could have been a toddler in charge of the fan club. You know, I'm not judging. Well, you would please give her a big happy birthday hug from me and tell her.
I'm
going to
try and have a show from there. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah. Well, we have to get Frida on. You know, that'll be fun. We'll get Frida on, and we'll get somebody else to call in too, and it'll be a hen party. We'll have a hen night. That would be fun.
We always have a hen night.
Yeah. Well, also too, you'll be going back to Liverpool
At the end of the summer, at the end of August, when they have International Beatle Week, and I will be there. As a guest speaker, and Patty Boyd will be there. Patty Boyd, Donovan will be there. Peter Rasher.
Oh my gosh!
I wish you were coming.
I know. Hey, I could get a scratch off lotto. It could happen.
You don't know.
I'm sending out the power of attraction. Yeah.
And it'd be good for that chance.
Picture us. We'd probably end up making an international incident, and it might be a little ugly, but we'd have a blast doing it.
I know. I'm going to go down to London afterwards just to see some friends. This one that I'm going over is a short trip. It's going to be just going over and coming back. It's only a couple of days, and then coming right back.
Now, is Frida going to have an actual party? A little
shindig? Yes, that's why. It's an actual party.
Cool. Oh, awesome.
It's going to be a big, big, big one, and I'm so looking forward to this because we had so much fun in Germany together, me, her, and our girl Nancy.
Nancy Leanders. I'll be seeing her later today.
Please tell her.
Regards, darling.
Yeah, I forgot to, you know, I've been a little, stressed, as it were, because another one flew the coop from my house, and so
you guys have an empty nest again.
I am an empty nester, and so please tell her that I haven't been thinking straight, trying to get things straightened out here, but I'm leaving shortly, in about a week.
I'll give her your regards. My son's coming in tonight for a week, back from Italy from working on Ben-Hur, so seeing him. But then he has to rush home, May, because he scored himself Comic-Con tech. Okay? So he'll be at Comic-Con this year. Yep.
When is Comic-Con?
So he's very Comic-Con is July 11th through 15th, something like that, through July 12th, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Oh, I'm upset now.
I know.
Because I'm not here anyway. Oh, this is even more upset.
No, you won't even be there. You won't even be, but he's going to Comic-Con, so he's supersonically excited. He paid for it with his own, he paid for his hotel. He got the ticket from, he worked on Fantastic Four, so... but he paid for his hotel with his own earnings. So he learned the hard way that entertainment is expensive.
Well, I was just going to say, we could have, if we thought about this, we could have thought about the Comic-Con because we have a couple of people that would be able to help us.
That volunteered, yeah. We're going to tap into that next year, okay? Let's plan on it. On it. Yeah. Yeah,
I think it's a good idea.
I think we should. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so, that would be our thing, and we could have fun with that one.
Well, he's thrilled to be going. So, well, I'm looking forward to seeing him tonight. But he's going to have to help do some farm work, so he'll be really excited about that. I can feel the enthusiasm. Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there have the same problems we do, which is trying to get our kids to do something.
To do something.
But to earn their keep. That's what I've been having problems with. But, what I tell you. I mean, when Seb had his party to have all his friends join him, I said, where are you having this party? He goes, oh, we're going to meet at the arcade. I walked in there and everybody's on every machine. I just sort of looked around. I was like, I can't wait to get... Oh! And then, of course, I was with Helene, and, of all the things, and I think you saw that with this, we went to get something.
Yes, I saw her post,
and then,
yes.
Oh, my God. And it was kind of funny about this man with his pants open. Oh, shit.
Wasn't he wearing a diaper? Yeah.
Did you say he was wearing
a diaper? Yeah. Yeah.
The policeman said that. She called up and she goes, how do you know he's wearing a diaper? And she goes, because he dropped his pants and exposed it to me.
Only Helene.
Yes, and so the dispatcher said, don't move. Or if he's coming, make sure your doors are locked. Just move away. The police will be there in 2 seconds.
Did they catch him? Did they get him?
Yes, they did talk to him, yes. I don't know what happened. She got out of there. She wanted to go home.
Yeah.
I said, the moral of the story is, when we say we're going to leave an area because we thought this guy was a little nuts or anything that we're going to put ourselves in danger, is to leave. Not look at your phone to see who's calling you or what kind of messages. Leave. She couldn't believe it. She looked up and all of a sudden he's in the rear view mirror. Then she looked again. She turned on the phone and he's next to her.
Oh, my gosh. She's lucky.
Yeah.
She's lucky, May. Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, Helene is... she's kind of a weirdo Velcro, isn't she? She gets some interesting people.
She's in the next room getting her hair done by our friend Michelle.
My girls. All my girls are there.
Yeah, so I will tell her.
Tell her I said she's a weirdo Velcro. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I know.
Well, in the meantime, poor John Mills, I don't know what happened to him. We may have to have him back on another day.
Yeah,
well, we're running out of time. He'll call in just enough time to say hello, goodbye.
Exactly. Oh, you know that the thing we talked about?
Oh, there he is. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, good.
No, who's that?
No, who's that? No, it ain't. That's Helene.
Is this the Velcro magnet?
Yes. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you?
And is Michelle laughing her ass off in
the
back?
Yes, that's Michelle.
I can hear Michelle.
And I think Cynthia sees that I attract all the weirdos. But actually, he was very interested in May.
Wait a minute, no, I left that area. I left the area. And I said, oh, yeah, you said to me, go into your car and leave. I said, I'm doing the same. I'm leaving. I see you still didn't turn on the motor. And then next thing you know, you're calling me.
When I saw that post, Helene, I was drinking coffee and it came out my nose. I was like, oh, my God. No, only Helene.
Wow.
Only Helene.
It was really something else. You know what? I wish I would have taken a picture, but I didn't have the time.
You know what I'm going to say to you, Helene? I'm
going to
say to you next time, because you know there'll be another time for you. You know there will. So next time,
absolutely,
take a picture.
And Cynthia, if you come with us, I'm sure you'll experience something too. And
all right. We're going
to. Oh, I hear Michelle. She's about to go.
All right, ladies. I'll let you
okay.
go.
Okay.
See you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This may be John.
Okay.
Let's see if this is John.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sorry for the delay. Hello.
Hello, John.
How are you?
John, you made it.
Hello.
You slid into home just in time. Just in time. Welcome.
Fantastic. It was such glorious Californian sunshine. I had to go out and buy some new sunglasses in Crouch End, and I'd completely forgotten, but I got back and I'm here. And
he went all LA on us, May. He went all LA
on
us. Oh, so you're in California now, John.
It feels like it. It's London. It's London, but it feels like LA. It's gorgeous. And
okay.
And I'm using Skype on my mobile in the garden under a tree. So
beautiful.
It's lovely to be back. Lovely to talk to you because everything, you know, has changed for the better, as you've heard. So this is exactly what we hoped after our last conversation. So all of the trials and tribulations we discussed are behind me.
Fantastic.
So Shindig is back under your control and on the shelves as Shindig then, correct?
Absolutely. We met a lovely new publisher, Silverback Publishing, and we signed a contract with them with all of the I's dotted and all of the T's crossed. And the first issue, number 48, with the Grateful Dead on the cover, has just gone into the shops in England, full distribution, same distribution we had as before, and it will be on its way to America and now on the ships. So we are exactly where we left off, owning the magazine, and very, very happy.
Oh, wonderful.
Great. We were just talking because the fact is I'm coming over to Liverpool, and then in the fall I'll be coming over to Liverpool again, and then going and then coming down to London.
Lovely.
Yeah, I can't wait.
International Beatles thing. Will you guys be there covering that?
Do you know what? I've never been, but Andy, my editor, who I run the magazine with, his partner, Geeta, is a Beatles obsessive. We all are, but she's a real obsessive, and she's been going since she's about 20. I won't disclose her age now, but she will be there. She goes every year with a group of lady friends, and they have the time of their life. I have never been before, but never say never. It's fun, isn't it?
Yes, well, I'm going to be a speaker this year.
Oh, wicked.
Yes.
Yeah, May's going to be a speaker. You should have her hook up with your girl there, and she could interview her. That would be
a blast.
Well,
we will get Geeta Morton to touch base. Yeah, I mean, I've heard the standard of the cover bands at play is absolutely incredible. So that would be a blast. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, so we should touch base, but we're definitely, I'll be there. I'll be there
as a
speaker this year.
Oh, wicked. Well, I will be in London, and I can put a load of Shindigs in your palm, because by November there'll have been 3 copies since our return. And so, I will happily meet you for a coffee and give you some copies of Shindig.
Oh, great.
That would be great. Yeah, you know what, John, really, honestly, I'm going to put in a personal request. Would you, your Grateful Dead issue that just came out, if you would sign one for me, I would love you for it.
I've got a box of personal copies here, so I'll certainly do that. Just get Gary to let me know where to send it, and I'll send one in the post to you. Because we did your radio show, which lots of people listen to. We did the Guardian newspaper, and it was only a matter of weeks until things fell back in place. But, you know, that very dark, gloomy period is not that far behind us, but it seems like it didn't even happen. We've kind of eradicated it from our minds. And it's just brilliant now. Yeah, so, I mean, we've had so much social media coverage, and a really good English comedian by the name of Stuart Lee emailed me just this week to say he's been in the media for 25 years and he has never seen those wins. So we actually did something very special. So It was incredible how it turned out. But I think a lot of people behind us
You were just one of we've done several shows now to talk about creative people and their intellectual property, and yours in particular, because it was an actual publication, really resonated with a lot of people. And this is just great news. We're so happy that you guys were able to turn this around to your favor.
Yeah. It worked exactly how we wanted it. We own 50% of the company. The publisher has the other 50%. We're on a salary, so we don't have to do any business. We don't have to deal with distribution. They've taken all of the old subscribers list. Basically, the previous publisher were bought out for a couple of dollars, as you'd say, and we've got everything back. We've got all of the back copies. We've got the digital Apple app. We've got everything. Everything we had from us is now back in our hands and being managed very nicely by a professional publisher.
Fantastic. And that's
the good guys won.
You're out there in the sun.
1-0. No, we really did. We weren't going to let it go. So much passion and love had been sort of put into this. You know, it's the things we enjoy and it's our work. The two things don't always work out for most people on the planet. But for Andy and I, we thought we're just not going to let this get on top of us, and we're not going to let them win. And we didn't. We did not.
Wow. That is that's such a great first of the week story to hear, isn't it, May? It's like,
absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely. Hey, we're coming down to the time, you know. It's unfortunate.
We're going to have to let you go back to your garden, John. But you know what? We'll check back with you in a few months and see how things are going. And May, you got to hook up with him in London. That'd be awesome.
Yes, I will.
Absolutely.
You'll get all my info.
Brilliant.
I even have a UK number everything. So I'll have.
Yeah, no, I'd love to hear about the old days. As you know, obviously, Beatles, but also Harry Nilsson for me. There's some probably crazy stories I can hear from you, and I'd love to.
Absolutely.
John, thanks for touching base, and we're really, really glad for you guys. That is just
and
wonderful
sorry
news.
Sorry for being late. I completely
That's okay.
We'll have you back. We're going to have you back.
We'll have you back.
Brilliant. Well, I'll be back.
Okay.
I'll be back for the full
John,
hour.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care, ladies. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Wow, that's fantastic news. They
Isn't
did
that
it.
Good
they beat.
News?
They. Yep, good for them, because what they tried to undertake is almost impossible to happen. Once you lose it, you lose it. They got it back. That's
they
great news.
They got it back. Absolutely. I'm just very happy. It worked. And so I can't believe it. What do you have? We're down to the last couple of minutes. So
We are. We're down to the last couple. I don't know. I got some things cooking. So do you. Hopefully in July, you and I will both be, hopefully our souffles shall rise, and we'll see.
Yeah, Billy.
But in the meantime, I'm off to. I have to finish cleaning my house for my son's visit, and. I'll see Nan this afternoon. I'll send her your regards. She knows you've been inundated with crazy stuff. Life gets in the way. But
yes. And I'm right after I hang up, I'm getting my hair cut by Michelle.
You know what? Give Michelle and Helene big kisses for me, and tell Helene I look forward to her further antics.
And it only happens when, it's like when we go out, there's always something. So it never fits. I don't know.
Aww.
So it's good, and I'm still looking for.
Oh, so hey, wait! Don't you have a reading coming up someplace? Aren't you going to be in?
I've got a book signing on July 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, crumbs! Yes, I have one on. In that vineyard, up in Orange County at the Palaia Vineyard, Palaia Vineyards up there. Which
All
is
right.
like
that's coming up, Chicklet. That's coming up.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. And then I got one at the 16th down in Ocean County Library in Toms River.
All right.
There. Thank
all
you
right.
for reminding
me. All right, so that's it. Well, that's all right, Chicklet. Well, we're out of time, my darling. I guess I'll talk to you when I talk to you. Say hi to the girls for me. All right, my love.
I will. Have a good one, and have a good time with your son.
I will. That was Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great day, everybody.